Good morning. I'm Pastor Corey, one of the pastors on staff here at Legacy, and I have exactly 6 minutes to tell you a story. Are you ready? So Becky and I were in Florida, and we were visiting Cape Canaveral, and we got in line to do this ride that simulated a space shuttle launch. Now, Becky and I are huge space fans. We love space things. We lived in the center of Kansas next to Hutchinson, Kansas, which is the largest space museum in the U.S. We love everything about space. My wife went to UND for astrophysics. We love space things. Did I tell my wife smarter than me? So we love everything about space. And when we were in Cape Canaveral, we decided to do this ride. And we got in line, and we were talking about all the movies we've seen, all the books we've read about how we're going to be affected by the G-forces, how the feel of those G-forces on our chest. Are we going to pass out? Is it going to be really bad? Is it going to be crazy? And so we go in, and there's a group of us, and they put us in the cargo bay of the shuttle, and they said they have a screen because there's no windows in the cargo bay, and they show us propped up and ready to go. It's all our seats are back, and we're ready. And I'm sweating. I'm shaking. I'm like, here comes the G-forces. The countdown comes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. And then the whole ride was in a gyro, and it started to shake. And out of the speakers came this sound of rushing. And I didn't feel a thing. And I started to laugh at myself because I had built up all of this fear about the G-forces. My wife looked over at me and said, "Why are you laughing?" And I said, "I just realized there's no seat belts." Of course there's no G-forces. It's just a ride. I got worked up about nothing. And it reminds me of, you know, during this season of Advent, we look forward to Jesus' birth for celebrating Christmas, but we also look forward to when Jesus comes again. The second time he's here. And so when he comes again, there's going to be a lot of things going on in the world. And Jesus talks about this in Matthew 24. He says that when there's going to be wars, there's going to be rumors of wars, there's going to be things turned upside down, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be volcanoes, there's going to be drought, there's going to be many things happening in the world, and you're going to hear about them, and you're going to hear people say, "Oh, be scared because the end is near, and Jesus is coming again." And so people have fear when they watch the news, when they see these things. I have people come up to me and say, "Yep, oh, end times, end times." But if you read all of Jesus' words in Matthew 24, Jesus, especially if you read it in the Message, I love the Message, Jesus says all these things happen naturally. Don't panic. Keep your head. Don't panic. Stay cool. It's like the old British posters, stay calm, right? Don't panic. Stay calm. Because Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 24 that the end, when the end does come, it's going to be very different than what you think it is. Nobody knows the time, nobody knows when, and nobody knows what it looks like, but Jesus did say it's not going to look like that. So when you see things on the news that make you scared and you think, now's the time that Jesus is coming, don't panic. Keep calm. Jesus gives us peace. Jesus gives us his love. And he tells us that it's going to be different than those things that happen in the world. Happened hundreds of times before Jesus said those words and have happened thousands of times after Jesus has said those words. Just be calm. Don't panic. And accept his peace. Because there's no seatbelts in life, right?